both of you for the work you've done for us. Sometimes we wonder when our friend Governor Bill vetoes our favorite appropriations, but we know you guys keep working at it because he keeps having to veto them over and over again. Later on, I'll talk a little bit more. I'd like to get a little more discussion while these two gentlemen are here, maybe later on in the afternoon, concerning politics. They mentioned one of the biggest problems we're looking at, and that is because of reapportionment, we're losing our effectiveness in the legislature. We started losing it.
Nelly Kapuk Russell.
Upa Tusawalo Tunga Teramik Utokanani Kizumilakat Malu Achanginin Wangalu Achamni Tarakuk Te Manipe Ingilhan Aklernangan Oramis Sulira Lechot Aklan ukimi, ukimi kok tera sulirang naaktut, nani rakahoting kok uksupe nguranik, iyangmi nani nguranik, ipekalyak lugu, nuna nguranik sama, aksabal nguralak lugu, tamna nani rapak iyak, ipekalyak lugu, uwasi kok, Tabrumak nga pilguigak si aming ang utingi sa guk na paktok kay Rupek kuploktok lugu amiklip lugu ta naguk nanitik sangitnik ang nating piksira kagit mga site sol kumpeno makamang kapatsok lak lugu Tabrumak nga guk kanutun nanikaktularak to sulirat Upo mong sarok taksip yuk. Kana. Amimikok. Ituwaktut. Iyangmik. Sa tuwingmik. Tasama. Pakikuting upinrami. Kanok sa voto yung minyaktomik. Paplulip yuko. Ta nagok. Panaklok una. Na magsip chanirakloko. Icok sila kataga tapo mga yagamit, wasing icok ni kamitlo, imigawramit, kalum imigawranganit, imaktigak sila talikit lugo, icok tigalukuta na, kanututte agasera taslo, asinuba, atung aksiya kamingko, ako kuwangmit. Suwagromik, imaktikatarigit, kalubrong suwanganik, tamukluit panagtitamik. paniktitak tamuklo subagrak at tungaksirak tulgok pag nagrarmik ta na imakakigasgok asin at iiksikamin nukwangnik makuninga at iiksikamin agasinga ni kami rung ta na tutok kalungmigok ta na tako tulak lo oksek naka iraksilik tokso kalungmigok imakakigat ta na site imo milik tolo kami rung kanutute sagwe kami rung mitpontunganin uluk to kakatakakigat ko kisibiti sumak na ko at tumaksaklo at tigisaklo asino ba iminigok taman na uluk kangat ikpakaktak ikpakman asino ba maminganin ulok siplo paniktin na katak siplo taro uluk lo panikatak magukuk taro tasiyo lugu panik ti lugu lugu panikatak magugu ta na itjo migit na kaga tuwa ta bumagago mamiruta ni mamiruta ruta ni sa lurak to na luro agla kan na kiginyanga ilagun lipak lulirak tutok si magmingo ba ta na si te kitik kitik mik kitik akselah taklu ikip kaklu tam nak kitik ni pekun bungun ni kip kel kataulung tam nasite ijarak kitik ikip ikin ikenik mani nasgang ni gun ni inoral kelu mukat irak tuolok tuola tabrum ngapan na eksamen mukak tak matu inolak lu kanutu icu batak lu dana panik panik sakting tera ketut kubagi lu dan nago kamit sabagariget ati ikset atungok saksuli tera ilagun dana payangero minyak sip lu atungok siyak tulgok kiliro kihuting lukok amimik nung nangyayik toguraklo ta natutok sabaklo aglan kabaksip chaklo atin singik siyik tikatak tulgok tutung sanika ta napilak pilak tikataklo singik soplo asite mo lang ninyiralaklo ta ninatak tulaklo Bungoni tak nak ugalok tengah kelan kita alas ugalok tu, singik sih terkata milik tengah tak nak singik sih kerja itu, ibalunik kibril kaya fluid, kila yo nak kahutik, paling orang nak fluid terusuli, ni ngiju. Ina upinaksang na katakman ni kililining mamilik siya din na teyukangit erok sa katakluit maminiya sungak na itubak titong pagma kasi tokluwi ko kamik siya kagit tepchok asin ba kilayoraks niya kluit Ima kuminyak suit, tapok mamilak, kinyakakikap chang mamamilak, uglumik at tungotak, sibo, nakanok tera kibat upuyok tega sibo, at lakakun kileyo raklo sama, taglukak patago kubani kanunga, taglum, penu, naktak na kuminyak suit, kanam niya sa mitna,
kaya mo
sa akin ay kaya mo kaya mo kisak na kaya 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 na tan vok te cho sibul lebut kam miraktut mamingi yat le chat go vok te slugo si te sumit tan na panik ser tulak lu ubo vok ular lu kortuk pinak sang man ko at mga siran na lagtut at mga siran lang na ato la ulak puro ni ani an nukacani ko ang utre cha sayat pisupag itigo kile ako buti taraligo na tunga sir na ato mamiling ni Pukulok tamat ko tara na tumagilak to aloha kagay. Tamat ko pisukotak to. Aglaro kaya huli. Nakakatok to. Suliba. Akugo. Kapigulat man inyok. Kapig man. Ipkilamiko. Itura katak saragat. Lukto alo kamitro. Panaklok man. Kalung orang ini makta sorahlu dan nasite samunak pakteli pugu waktu itu pak matu kamu teman itu rahlu ketumaklu ketuman kami undangnya itu dan nasite kilita rahsip lugu takkan nego kapi mitho pamingilakahlu Malhut tagal buk tepcha pagma ato siwat pagmawin nila sabtik ni nigrab siro rakslu ako siro rakslu ketalu tana siro na ako ko
wasiro
ya kapig nyo sa batik sa nakton
Terami ba kapi mo kaktok sa terami ba pagmatun sa kumilechar ko tema ni ketalo ato si lechok ikolo ato si lechok pagmatun kilita ang rasuwi ko tana sinikang nilang na ato ikote ka na malukulo pamimilakaslo suliketa Maluin ulaklu, ya lukro ka kami, tam na kung sinha sinikfi ulaklu, tam na ko kapik sa bagagat, katumaniklu unangengan ni kami lu, wasin yun na amakok sulit, kakuwi mila ni kunyo ka makukulaka takman, tam na ko sulit patoklungan ulok silit lechat, Imigorangan niko kalup taku tan sumikat lami picut. Ella sorak titlu uluklu uluwatagat. Ulo ni kami rumasi tan na islamiko itu raklu mitko sagwak seli raklu itu doagat iya kang mik itu mik itu uluna. Juga waktu perlu ada lagi semalu, puna itu kan panen nikta mon kit puna puna ipitok, acang ma itu tay piguruk, asih tamna mamingion nikonolok tuin mikto tutune, agla nilingisa angalat coklat sabo nating takun nutip, tamna senyuba. Amau imakah lu panik titakting kilitora silgit lu te makap singut lu te ningi kamik siok lu at katik siok lu teresuli kapwim nekoku karu kakwili rakigat mona karu nikmatah Lekau kapim, ilik ni pemik, tunulak luo. Tam nasi kapim lekau sila lilitip luo. Natalak luo ilik noramik. Asin, tak nakilit kilitirtamik tuttum sinyaanin mamingeruarluu tiyupluu ulaam ipiitarsiiraayaani seeqaa taanitsumik qarluqarvelitsanga tuutukkarassuli tammalla igitqataanerinneraa taiptuu soopaya peruuniilarluu taanna inuunneaarnersut taiptuu inivoorneervivut aasiinuppa oorarmi suuliilliatsut ooraklaattara uvupu moona vaapiiratkut aukkerassillaarni qakertarmun sivuulangani atortiigoortarlartut taavunni kuuvakkut kuoqqutarluutkut qutarluorunna ileamiinngaat иляхуна силвинни кивониннилэрми кутаарами илакатэкангаат иерниқарнэрсэп нукаттаерлуурагортоо таамна киллиса иернинга тонуасиньюпа кууму нуллахутит таагууннэрлиарту таавумэпо амутти камгаалиттэмат кутаарумуума киллеяоклуу ивалуумми тиусилерами иннаккигерсаарсинераатасинниксорлуг оорарми васуллинниатсоор илисмамия та нарлоокками купортурсаарсинераа ивалу такку ивалупаяахоо кипиирарлугу киллайуутиқарартут иннавуо иннуулама тиннуксуигарсилернерса qoonnakisartermeraat suukuuruna taanna makitalguulianiktarnerrani tasakuorteetoqulerpa tasakuoq taamna alġarsuun taavvimaarnam illissimmakaluarlugu taannasaqartorni ivallumik inñuuleersirta teemani aklernanngaat ukiimikkuuraklaattara suliiloorneaqartut таагалуортуу нанниуутиннаккунаақилунни мооммаақарму туулеқатартани таанасинигуоқ нанниқартууланнартоққаннуту нуллааннаарта
иппипеңани
теня нанниилартортоорлоқ иньоққармиртуортаатна оқшупеңулами нанниилартортоқ таннува уқартуарту
аасииттаматко итуруутитлу мамингиоутитлу аассумин пиллиерлуги
теммақанну упаку савлу қарту исиннамик қоқоолерсабаммалуруник саввинник пеқарту
The bat, or 274 jobs, will go to, can go to our shareholders, and that's a lot of jobs. That those are full-time jobs, you know, and for a long period of time. So this has got to be an important project to us. In fact, it's, you know, when you really look at what's needed up here, it is, in my estimation, the most important project there is. As they indicated to you, they're not going to close down these schools in the next few years. They'll keep funding the schools. Maybe they won't give you everything you want, but they're going to fund them. A lot of the state support for what Manila gets is in the area of health-related funds, and they're not going to shut those down because those are high priority. What we need now are jobs. And that's why we're looking at this thing, and that this becomes very critical because so many things are being related to the fact that we don't have jobs. Suicides even. There are studies that are coming out now where people are relating suicides up here in this region to the lack of jobs. And I know that's not true in every case, but it apparently has some correlation to the number of suicides that we've had. of course, there's another way of looking at it. If we had more people making more money, we'd drink more, right? Or maybe there's a limit. Maybe we can't drink anymore. But I think that's very important. It would just change the whole complexion of things here if we had enough jobs for everybody, and that's what we've got to look to. Now, what do we need? Well, right now we've been... Nana has a couple of things that we're working on that we're the lead on. One is to try to get some state financial help for the port and the road for the Red Dock. And we've worked very closely with Frank and Al on this. Part of the problem we haven't gotten anywhere is because the methods that we chose to try to get financing have run into problems for other reasons. The legislature, by and large, is in favor of this kind of development, and we don't have any problem getting support from the legislature or the administration. It's just how we put it together. It can't, at this point anyway, it doesn't look like that we can do something by itself, a Red Dog project, something or another. So we have to try to tie it into something else that's being done. And so far, those other things, when we do that, don't get anywhere. So we're having a little problem trying to get the state financial support. But the support is there, and I'm sure we'll come up with something. Another thing we were working on was a land exchange with the Park Service, and most of you know something about that because we did hold meetings here in Kotzebue, and they were aired on the radio. If you haven't, what we're trying to do is go through the northern part of the Krusenstern National Monument, and we're working a land exchange with the Park Service to do this. we've got some problems with that. Even though we've had the hearings and everything, we still have not gotten a document, an exchange document with the Park Service. They keep changing things. They keep wanting to get more out of us before they finalize the document. So I'm not sure if we can even affect the land exchange. We may just pretty soon get tired of them changing the terms and tell them to go to hell. But you'll know about it if that occurs, because I'm going to blame them for the no jobs up here. And I'm going to blame them as far as I can. I'm not going to let them get away with that. It's just really petty what they've been putting us through. And it's not the managers, it's their attorneys. But that's the way it is. So if we can affect this land exchange and we can get some financial support for the road or port or both from the state, we're still looking at starting construction next summer in 1985 and opening the mine in 1988. But we're getting close enough now that if these things aren't rolling and set up by this coming November or December, that we could get some delays. But I would guess that the first delay would be no longer than a year. But I don't know. If we delay past 3 years or so, we may end up not even getting the project going. But we're hoping that doesn't happen. So as far as that particular project goes, what I'm trying to do is get across to you just how important that is, so that as you deal with other people, you'll understand how important this project is, and then you'll give us the support we need. over the years we've been able to do that through meetings like this or other meetings where we get together and we say, okay, what are the projects that we need to push all together? And this particular project, the Red Dog Project, is one. Now, another project that's in the wings but not as not as important because it isn't as critical right now is the Chicago Creek Coal Project. That's Chicago Creek is located just north of Deering, between Deering and Candle, I guess. Close enough, huh? And it's a coal bed that was used years ago by mining companies to get coal from. And we've had the state looking at it for a couple of years, and the first time they looked at it didn't show very much promise, but last summer they drilled and they did find coal, but they didn't have enough money to drill enough of it so they could tell what it was. So we went in this year for some more money for them to continue that program, because there seems to be enough coal there now where just from what they found out from last summer's drilling to power coal generated power plant in Kotzebue for 35 years, and that's just about enough to make a switch. But indications are that there's a lot more coal, and what we wanted to do was to have them continue to do the studies and expand on the studies that they have and find out exactly how much coal we've got there. But in addition to that, we wanted the Alaska Power Authority to study the recovery, the mining, and how that coal could be used by not only Kotzebue but the other villages in the region, whether we'd have to change to different types of generators in the villages and haul coal there, or whether we could put a mine mouth generator at Chicago Creek and distribute the electricity through electrical lines. So we were looking for that, and Al and Frank put this on the bills for the governor's consideration twice already, and he vetoed them twice already. So I guess you're going to try again?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Going to try one more time. So we may get that going. Besides the... Yeah, okay. The Chicago Creek is important in a couple of ways. First of all, it may not reduce the cost of electricity. And if they get this power assistance bill, it doesn't make any difference anyway. What it would do is it would replace fuel oil that's being imported right now. And it would create approximately 75 jobs, full-time jobs for the length of that mine we use it. So there's another, you know, large job potential project. And these are the only two we've got on the horizon that I know of that would provide jobs for people, you know, for steady jobs for long term. Okay, as far as our other businesses, I'm going to ask Willie Hensley, who's president of Nana Development Corporation, to give you a rundown on some of the other businesses we're doing very quickly, so you'll get some idea of what we're involved in. Willie? As you can see at the bottom of my report, I've got one issue called politics, and I left that blank deliberately because
a very big hole in our profits, because that's where our revenue as well as employment, a significant amount of our employment for this area comes in. We have Rig 2 operating in our Wesco rig, which is a small workover rig, and consequently we're projecting a relatively small profit for the next year, but it all depends on how successful we are in bidding on some contracts. we have some ideas, sometimes the opportunities to do business on the slope involve us getting crossways with our relatives on the north slope in the borough a little bit. But we're going to continue having contracts, I believe, in catering and with Purcell. Our food company, we were successful in getting a contract with ARCO this year, which we've been trying to get for years and years. But in catering, there's very little real profit, but it is a source for jobs. Purcell brings in $300,000 a year or so in profits, and also creates opportunities for employment, but it's a very difficult area to get people in because of the qualifications put on us by Sohio, but we keep trying. Arctic Utilities, our electrical utility, continues to produce profits every year, although not as many, because some of the other operators, the small operators on the slope, are not doing well. Some of them are going belly up. And Nana Oilfield Services, we've been successful simply because we have a contract with Sohio. And in order to compete, we're having to drop some rates up there at the camp so that we can get some of the small operators tied in for a longer period of time. The potential insofar as contracting up there is going to be primarily in the construction area. And we'd have to do it in a joint venture. We are talking to some people about trying to do some of the work on this new structure called Endicott, or the Endicott Field, which we have a very, very small, I think a percent and a half or so, is it 2% interest in. And it's one of those fields where it's not anywhere near the size of Prudhoe Bay. In fact, a relatively small field. And so it's real sensitive to how much money is put into it for an investment, for investment purposes. So we're looking at trying to do something about a joint venture in the construction of modules with a large, much larger firm. And we're also looking at the prospect of putting one or two rigs out there. But the competition is very, very stiff. And but we're going to see what kind of success we're going to have there. In banking, we got nailed with a very big lawsuit stemming out of about 5 or 6 years ago. Anyway, the Supreme Court in the state maintained that we had gone back on a deal with this one guy. He was going to build some airplanes and rebuild some World War II airplanes in Taiwan, buy them in Japan, take them to Taiwan and fix them up and go bomb forest fires in Alaska. Well, we gave him a loan for $100,000 on a $200,000 commitment, but he had not performed on the deal. We figured he had also falsified his, you know, his loan application insofar as his assets were concerned. And when Gene Erskine came aboard, he said, "This is a terrible deal. We should never have made it, and he's not performed, so we're not going to give him the extra $100,000. Well, that cost us a bundle of money, according to Supreme Court, and it's a very bad decision. But we still haven't made the payments, but we've taken the monies that we would have paid the guy out from last year's earnings. So we're in good shape, but we are planning an expansion this year into Southeast Alaska, into Juneau and Ketchikan, with a separate bank owned by our holding company, and we are already open in Fairbanks with a branch. We have some other opportunities for expansion that are too premature to discuss right now, but the bank, insofar as profitability is concerned, is it looks very good for this year. So that's about the extent of it. I think this year is going to be a real tough year, and what we have to do is try to work on keeping our losses down at home, if we can, with our businesses we own here, and do everything we can to make it up on the North Slope. Do you have any questions?
I'll just briefly go over the final area that we deal in, which is land. Basically, what we've done in the past year is we did adopt a land management policy, and all shareholders got it, so I won't go over it with you. It basically says that we're going to manage the land as cheaply as we possibly can without much effort, and almost all of the uses that are normal uses, traditional uses, are continued uses without permits or anything else, and new uses require, in some cases, permits. In some cases, not, depending on how permanent people are trying to squat on land or use land, and the many of the uses, the not so permanent uses, are free not only for shareholders but for non-shareholders. And the permanent uses are still free for shareholders, but might cost some money for non-shareholders. And we're still working on subsistence protection, and that's still the highest priority for use of our lands. And we do it not only here, but statewide. As you know, in the past, John Shively was a chairman of the game board, which we got on there and became chairman because subsistence was so important to us. And when he went to work for the governor, we replaced John with Sarah Scanlon. Sarah's now our resident expert. We also work with other organizations on subsistence throughout the state. One of the things that we're doing this year is what's called the 14C reconveyance, and this is under the Settlement Act. Each city is entitled to a certain amount of land, and plus other people too, people who had subsistence sites that never got them under native allotments and whatnot. And what we're doing is we're going through the process with Deering right now which is a lengthy process of notices and legal process that we have to go through to find out who's entitled to reconveyance under that part of the Act. And we expect it'll take most of the year for us to settle Deering's and figure out how to do this before we tackle the other villages. We picked Deering because it's got the most problems that we knew that would crop up. By the time we get through with Deering, we'll know how to handle all the problems in the region. In fact, by the time we get through with Deering, we'll probably be able to do all the rest of the villages at once. And it might be easier than doing Deering's. But we're doing that, and we'll be working on 14C reconveyance for at least the next 2 years, assuming nobody sues us. Then it might take longer. Our land department's also been working on fire suppression plans. You get a lot of land and you worry about what happens if you get forest fires or tundra fires, and who pays for the suppression. And fortunately for us, we were able to get BLM to agree that they ought to protect our lands at least for the foreseeable future. And so, but we have to figure out what the priorities are, because some places, if the priority's low, they'll let the fires burn. And in other places, they'll hit the fire right as soon as they get any kind of warning. So we've had to work with them on those kind of plans. Our region unfortunately splits into two fire management units. One is the includes the this area up through the upper Kobuk and up north, and another one is part of the Seward Peninsula area, which includes part of Buckland and Deering. And so we're in two areas, and it looks like neither one of those area plans are going to be approved this year. We've got some problems with one of them, and either Doyon or Bering Straits has problems with another one, so it probably won't, they probably won't be approved. But the BLM and the state firefighting service will still go with what plans they have. All of our villages are covered. The problem we have with one of them is the priority that they put on some of our winter grazing areas for reindeer, and that's the only problem we've had so far. We're still working on cooperative management. As you know, there are other landowners, bigger landowners than Nana in the region, or land managers, the National Park Service being the biggest one, BLM, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, besides the State Department of Fish and Game, managing all fish and game. And we try to work with them to minimize the conflicts and to where they regulate so that our people can continue to hunt and fish and do other things on the lands that they own. And eventually what we hope to do is have a cooperative management agreement or several agreements that incorporate all our needs into their management plans. And it's a slow process, and we've been working on it for at least 10 years now, and we have not one cooperative management plan yet that's in effect, but we're still hopeful it'll work, because that's the best way to work if they look at our region as one whole unit. Okay, do you have any questions? Not yet, and I'll tell you why, because until the decision is made, which we hope it'll be made in either November or December of this year, there's no jobs. And so if the decision was made, then we'd be out looking for people to work. We are gathering information. We've got a talent bank, computerized talent bank that we're putting information together on, which this summer, I guess, Sarah, right, people will be going out and updating these in the villages this summer, right? People from Manila. And they'll be getting information on everybody, and I'm glad you brought it up, because it's very important that we get this information into our computer, because you know how things are. Once you start working with a system, if somebody's outside the system, they get screwed. And once we get this talent bank operating, and let's say, for instance, one of you is working right now on some job, and you decide sometime down the road, hey, I want to go to work for the Red Dog, and you try, but you didn't bother to put your name in the talent bank and the information we need, you would be out of a job. It would take you too long to go through me and through the board to get back in there. Somebody else would probably have the job before then. So we've got to get people who are, you know, even working for somebody else right now in that talent bank, so that down the road when we need to look for people with a certain expertise, we'll have that information and we'll go to you instead of, you know, well, the chances of us contacting you would be better. I won't say that it guarantee it, but that's what it's supposed to do. And it gives us an idea of how many people we have qualified or partially qualified in certain areas that are important to the Red Dog, and then we can figure out how much training we need to provide for those that are not qualified. So that's very important. So if, you know, when they start coming around, even though you've got another job, or you know somebody that's, you know, not paying any attention to it, tell them to fill out the forms and get the information into us. Any other questions or comments? Yes.
Shouldn't they have somebody interpreting what they're saying? Like, we got some elders here, and they don't understand. How does what they're saying?
most of the information we're putting out is not for, you know, is not that important to them. And so I never even bothered with it. Besides that, we only got a short amount of time, and I assume that, you know, Roland or somebody will can cover anything we got some other, either your meeting tomorrow or any other time. These are just reports, yeah. They can ask. Okay, why don't we take a 10-minute break before we go on to the next report, okay?
Before we get started, I'd like to mention that there's still some sandwiches and some soup back there for any of you that have arrived here late. Before we started, we were able to have a sandwich and a bowl of soup, so you're more than welcome to go back there and get yourself a sandwich or soup. And another thing that we did when we first started was introduce ourselves, and I would like to mention especially a group of people that arrived here from Anchorage and out of the state under Indian Health Services. I'd like to have, listen, I'd like to have, I'm so short here, Violas, this one? This is the radio.